history, and some fun, too. Von Wiehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wiehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wiehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wiehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
AMI Diamonds and Jewelry. Guaranteed wholesale prices to the public on all diamonds, gems, pearls, and jewelry. That's 60 to 80% off retail prices or more, which makes it the perfect place for price hunting. Located at Cactus and Tatum across from Paradise Valley Mall, AMI Diamonds and Jewelry offers highly reliable servicing for all your fine jewelry and watch repairs, as well as bead and pearl stringing. The owner is a global diamond specialist, obtaining investment-grade GIA-certified fine-quality diamonds for a small commission, thus making them a sparkling commodity that you can see, touch, and enjoy. Diversify. Invest. Make a statement and enjoy portable wealth. AMI Diamonds also buys gold, gems, pearls, diamonds, and fine jewelry. AMI Diamonds pays out some of the best values for your items in the Phoenix area. You'll be satisfied working with professionals who each have over 40-plus years of experience in the jewelry trade. Same-day service available. Stop in today. AMI Diamonds, a family business with a very friendly environment. AMI Diamonds. Call today, 602-923-8200. 602-923-8200.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt, the Barbarian.
Achtung, mein Kameraden. This is the Von Wiehunt Show, the machismo show you've been waiting for. Now, America incurred another round of mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton, Ohio. And then we saw the liberal media jump on the white supremacy bandwagon. And there are now even conflicting reports on what actually occurred in El Paso, Texas, and possibly in Dayton, Ohio. Now, I'm going to play for you some audio from an NBC affiliate in El Paso. I want you to listen to it carefully. Now, I know that the first news reports are always kind of sketchy, but they mentioned many times that there were multiple shooters that were reported to them by the police. Eyewitnesses said they saw four men enter the El Paso Walmart wearing black fatigues. A deep state operation. Anyone's guess, but you can decide, America. Listen to this.
Sierra Vista Mall area. Again, we do want to say there are no reports of any shootings at Sierra Vista Mall itself. It has all appeared to be contained to the Walmart area where there are 18 casualties confirmed. Again, police saying this is still an active situation. They are searching for possible multiple shooters in that area. You can see those people leaving the mall there right now. We have another reporter on the scene right now. Let's go ahead and send things over to Susie Castillo. She is live in the Sierra Vista area. Susie.
Sierra Vista Mall. Now, it's still a very active scene. El Paso police have told us that there's reports of multiple shooters. It's unclear how many. Now, we've been talking to different witnesses, and some of them say that they were inside the mall. Some were working, some were shopping, and they heard that there was an active shooter. Some of them were hiding, and some of them saw a lot of people running. Eventually, they were escorted out of the mall. The people that we have spoke to have been at the mall. Now, we have one man here who is actually shopping, Glenn Oakley. He says he was shopping and he actually heard the gunshots. Glenn, tell me a little bit about what happened when you were shopping.
All right, remind me, but my heart's still beating fast. I'm in the military, so when I hear a gunshot, I got my license to carry, so I'm in a sports store and I'm shopping, I'm buying a jersey. A little kid runs in and tells me, so I can shoot at Walmart, but me and the guy that works there, we're just like, he's a kid, so we didn't believe him. So I walk out the mall, go to Foot Locker, I hear, bop, bop. I got my license to carry, so I pull my gun out. I just started hiding, they closed the Foot Locker. And some people went there, they were so scared, they just lifted the cage, and they just dipped. So I ran with them, and I just tried to make my way to the parking lot. And I see a whole bunch of kids just running around, you know, without their parents and stuff. So I got my bag in my hand, I'm trying to pick them up, one by, as many as I can, just run out. But they're so, like, you know, anxious, they're like jumping out of my hand, so ain't much I could do for the kids. So I just made my way out, and when I got out, I guess one of the cops thought I was a shooter or something, so I had to like show him my clip and stuff, show him it was still full, I got my license to carry. He said I was fine. Go out. I called a friend, told him to pick up my gun, and I'm here now, but it was just a whole bunch of kids up in there. I'm sorry, I'm shaking, but it was a whole bunch of kids in there, and I just hope nothing happened to the kids. They were out their parents and stuff. I tried to pick up as many as I could and bring them out with me. But
now, Glenn, obviously we've heard about stuff like this happening across the country. You being in a situation where you're seeing it here in El Paso, like, how does that make you feel?
Shit, I'm in the military, so when I hear gunshots, I just think to pull, you know, take cover, save whoever I can. But I was just so worried about those kids, man, because ain't no telling. Because I heard it was more than one shooter. I heard it was four. And I'm just worried about those kids. I wasn't even really worried about, I was trying to pick up the kids, man. I wasn't really worried about myself, so. You know, it just brings back flashbacks of, you know. It's just, I just hope the kids are right. That's all I'm thinking about right now, the kids. I'm not even worried about myself right now. I'm just worried about those kids.
Thank you, Glenn. Now, it's still an active situation. Police do say that it's still very active and they're looking for the shooters. It's unclear how many shooters.
See, that was an interesting interview there.
Hey there, I'm Chris Hayes from MSNBC.
Yes, yes. So you heard that there at the NBC affiliate in El Paso, that they had reported four shooters. I've seen several witnesses on YouTube and other forums and platforms saying the same thing. Their words, not mine, that they saw four shooters walk into the El Paso Walmart store, all wearing black fatigues, firing very, very quickly. Now we have the one shooter, again, the lone gunman, another Lee Harvey Oswald whack job. We have the same kind of a lone gunman in Dayton, Ohio. Very interesting how they can flip the script in 24 hours or less. Find that very, very suspect. But, folks, this goes much deeper than what you've heard from the talking heads on TV. The Democrat Marxists, in my view, are saying that the Trump supporters must be, quote-unquote, eradicated from America in the face of the earth. It's a constant push in the media for the Democrat Party to call Trump supporters all racists and even a domestic terror group. The Democrats can't stand the fact that Trump supporters are against their globalist agenda. And just a few days before El Paso, let me remind you that Antifa reported to the Nation that they were going down to El Paso for military training that hit the web and Facebook. And that's also a very strange coincidence. On top of that, the FBI stated about a week prior that if you believe in the deep state, that you could be labeled a domestic terrorist. United Nations new paper called the UN Strategy also states that anyone criticizing illegal immigrants, refugees, etc., you will be labeled a xenophobic, racist bigot in their eyes. But constantly attacking Trump, this is all about the 2020 election. Bottom line. They're trying to call anyone supporting President Trump as a racist to hurt Trump in the eyes of the people. They're trying to hurt his chances of re-election. That's what this media drumbeat by the folks in the media, the talking heads, and the militant leftists are really saying. They do not want Trump even on the ballot in 2020. And they're already fighting in California to take him off the entire presidential ballot. You're in for our treat tonight. We've got Ragnar the Viking, who will be joining us very, very soon. Big show as usual. And the shootings have, of course, dominated the conversation tonight. So we'll talk about that and get into a lot of other news. But we'll start the show with Rammstein.
Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wiehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wiehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wiehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wiehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Do you have a water softener that's not working? When was the last time you changed your filters? Call Water Treatment Technologies. We'll service your equipment to get the most out of it, not just try to sell you a new one. If you do need a new system, we only sell the best quality equipment at affordable prices. Water Treatment Technologies, 602-275-8280 or online at WTTAZ.com. Just better water, one satisfied customer at a time. Mention this radio ad for a discount.
Hi, I'm Steve.
And I'm Felicia.
We're the hosts of the brand new show, Drive Friendly.
With Steve's 40 years of experience, you're going to get the real insider information about the automotive industry. And I'll be interviewing local celebrities and experts so you can be informed and live your very best life.
Tune in every Wednesday at 4 o'clock here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
You'll be smarter for listening.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel.
Would you like to come on my radio show and talk about what you do? I'm Carol Blonder, the host of Networking Arizona. I created a show where you can get yourself heard by thousands of listeners. You also get a podcast of the show so you can put it on your website. Heard Tuesdays and Fridays from 3 to 5 p.m. It's a drive time, prime time show. Call me and book your spot at 602-228-4629. Get the word out about what you do. Visit my website, networkingarizona.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered Thank you, Dr. Marshall. Promote exquisite immune and cardiovascular support with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Quantum Garlic Complex, featuring bear garlic and allicin. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 800-370-3447 or visit online at qnlabs.com.
And now, we return to the Von Weehunt Show, featuring Von Weehunt, the Barbarian.
Yes, they say that the young men in America are angry. It's the war on men in America. They're being attacked by all sides. Is it any wonder, then, why young men are so angry and pissed off? Speaking the truth in America today is a revolutionary act in times of mass deceit, my friends, because I support you. We are your uncles, your brothers, your fathers, and you are the fortunate son. That's right. We are your friends on the Von Weehunt Show when nobody else will stand by your side. We've got your back. And we've got Ragnar the Viking coming through tonight, loud and clear, from his mountain stronghold. Ragnar, are you there?
Well, Hollavon. And may I say, happy birthday.
Thank you, sir. Valhalla, it is my birthday. The infamous birthday 8-8. As it's been reported in the news. Yes. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Yes. Hope you had a happy, happy, happy one.
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't think of a better thing to do than be on the radio on my birthday. So cool. And It's cool to divulge a few things to our listening audience. And how are you doing tonight? And what do you think about these reports in El Paso of multiple shooters, only in El Paso, not in Dayton? Or just the thought of what's going on with young men in America being attacked, and then they are attacking stores, you know?
Well, you know, my first thought is just the tragedy of all of this wasted carnage, lives being lost. You know, of course, your heart goes out for all those people who are innocent.
Absolutely.
It's just wait. You know, that's the first thought. The second thought is, yeah, I don't hear a lot of coverage on the Columbus, Ohio, and it kind of bothers me a lot because we're only seeing one side of the media, but then again, that's kind of expected in this day and age. I don't expect to have a fair and balanced media. I just, you know, it's a shame. The whole thing is a shame, and I wish people were able to vent their anger rather than trying to do some mass destruction or to kill innocent people. That's the long and short of it. I think there's some things that people can do, but to profit off of this and to try to Democratic hopefuls of the presidential election here is trying to profit off that race
Beto
for the
yeah
yeah Yeah, I just, you
the
know,
fake Mexican.
Well, yeah, and the things with him is that he had, if you've really started looking at it, he wrote some pretty dark stuff when he was,
he did,
you know, 18, 20 years ago.
Yeah, he wrote about murdering children and running them over in a car.
Yes, yes, and people just didn't, and this whole thing about just looking from one angle, from one piece of, and then you hear Omar, Representative Omar saying that we should be looking at white men as the real enemies of the people because they kill the most people, factually completely false. And, you know, again, the narrative here is whatever fits in that lens, and anything outside of that, such as Ohio, is not going to be reported as anything more than just an aberrant blip on the screen. However, they really try to delve in these other pieces. So you have people working against you. It's always going to, at least in my lifetime, it's always been that way, but it's gotten a lot worse. And so I think that's where people are going to have to think, be able to think for themselves and think critically.
I think you're right.
Look at the sources of the news that's coming in and making some good decisions based upon just, knee-jerk reactions. And just like the other side does, it's all knee-jerk, it's all emotional, it's less facts, it's got to fit in a small prism. I hope folks like us, we can avoid all that.
Yes. So, and now the guy in Dayton, Ohio, was a pro-Bernie Sanders, pro-Liz Warren guy. He does not fit the media narrative, and that's why they dropped him like a hot potato.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
And I also saw him
That's the narrative.
Right. And he was also in a heavy metal band wearing a dress and a skull cap or some kind of an executioner hat. And the guy was a big leftist. He was a big Democrat, you know. Mm-hmm. And also the guy in El Paso, I heard, was a registered Democrat. Here's the weird thing about El Paso. And then they switched it to Republican just a few days ago before the shooting. Really eerie, really weird again. He was a Democrat by all his friends, not a right-wing guy, not a, conservative guy at all. Really strange.
Yeah, well, the folks that I know, they're not that strange. And they're trying to take care of their families. They're trying to work real hard, trying to put money away for whatever reason, whether it's for their old age or their kids' education. It's always a good cause. Or the time they spend trying to help people out. And the classic example of that just recently is the folks up there and the Trump supporters trying to clean up Baltimore. They got a whole heck of a lot of flack from the Baltimore Sun.
That's so true.
Because it didn't fit the narrative. They're trying to clean up the place. They have 12 tons of garbage, and they get, you really weren't respecting their place. This is just another reason why.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't. I heard they found 12 tons of trash and dead rats,
Yeah, they went in, hearing the cry, they went in and said, okay, we're going to do something about it. But if you look at the folks, at least the pictures that I've seen, I saw all walks of life. Again, not fitting the narrative.
Exactly.
You know, if you're a Trump supporter this day and age, you are anti-Hispanic, you're anti all minorities. You're only working for the rich of the rich of the people in this country, and the folks that I know aren't that way, and they don't think that way, and they're very fair-minded people, and they just want to be, the bottom line is they just want to be left alone to do the things they want to do for their families,
mm-hmm.
run businesses, and they really want the government to stay out of their business as much as possible because, again, from just even recent experience, not long experience, just recent experience, anytime they get involved, the government gets involved, they sort of mess things up. And, there's a reason, there's a need for them, provide for the common defense, promote commerce, print money. But a lot of the stuff we're doing is not something that we should be getting as a country nor as a people, but we do. So we're not that way. I mean, the folks that I know, everyone that I know that even contemplates, or a lot of the folks I know don't own guns, a lot of people I do know do. But all of them that do, very law-abiding people, fair-minded. Again, not this narrative that I'm seeing on television. And I'm wondering what kind of backlash is that going to happen in this year's, this coming election?
I agree. And the other thing is if you notice a minority congressman's backyard, like Baltimore, and if you call him out on it, you're now a racist in America. You're a bigot if you just happen to notice it. So that's the other narrative, that if you notice it and you voted for a Trump, and by God, you called him out, how dare you? How dare you even notice that? We're going to, call you all kinds of names and try to intimidate you from voting for Trump. And that's their other underlying motive. It's all designed to get Trump off the ballot and to intimidate you folks from not voting for him in 2020. Your final thoughts, Ragnar?
My final thoughts, since you brought that up, is that I hope people think squarely, get out there to vote, do the things you normally do every day, but don't take your eye off the prize here. And they got to get their friends out voting, because I think this is going to be a lot tighter than we think it is.
And, I totally agree.
We need every vote. We need every vote.
We do. It's going to be a dog-eat-dog fight in 2020, block-to-block, Ragnar. I totally agree. It's not going to be a big landslide. Get that thought out of your head, folks. The Democrats have made some serious encroachment on Trump support. Ragnar, thank you so much, sir.
And happy birthday again.
Thank you. Have a great night. My birthday is infamous. I shall return.
President Trump says the Deputy Director of National Intelligence, Sue Gordon, is resigning. Correspondent Alex Marquardt tells why.
Between wanting to name someone like John Ratcliffe, the congressman from Texas, who had very little foreign and intelligence experience, and then not naming her as acting, Gordon knew that her time was likely very limited.
An attorney for the family of the man charged in the El Paso Walmart shooting rampage says the man's mother contacted police weeks before the rampage out of concern that her son had a rifle. Ellen Police spokesperson Sergeant John Felty.
The call taker, the public safety officer, did on two occasions inquire, is this person suicidal, or have they made threats towards any other persons? And to each, it was indicated that they had not.
Just ahead of Friday's opening bell on Wall Street, Dow futures now down 89. I'm Elliot Francis.
From the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center, for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 88 degrees. For Friday, partly sunny, a high of 104. Mostly cloudy Friday night, 87. Saturday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, high of 101. I'm John Waters from the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 99 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Everyone likes to save money. I certainly do. At TNT Liquidation, you can save 30 to 50% below what big box stores will charge you on a wide variety of products. TNT offers you flooring, ceramic tile, patio furniture, living and bedroom furniture, bedding accessories, and so much more. Brand name products at simply awesome prices. One person saved over $2,000 on flooring, another $250 on a single chair, and another saved $600 on a patio set. TNT is a short drive from almost anywhere in the valley. Take the Avondale Boulevard exit off the I-10. We're right around the corner. I can assure you it's well worth the drive to save hundreds or thousands off brand name products. And TNT's liquidation now offers in-house financing with low down payments. We have new shipments arriving daily, so check us out at TNTLiquidation.com and see our expanding selection of products. That's TNTLiquidation.com.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Sharing has never meant as much as it does now. Everything is up for the world to see. But what if the sharing could be used to make a difference? The National MS Society is building a place where everyone can share their experiences for good. If you have a story, share it. If you have a solution, share that too. Because together, we are stronger. Join us at wearestrongerthanms.org.
Listen to the Healthy Habit Radio Show, Arizona's original wellness radio talk show featuring the latest breakthroughs in the world of integrative and functional medicine and natural wellness, sponsored by Healthy Habit Health Foods. Join us Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. here on Independent Talk 1100.
Learn to trade like a professional. Get on the right side of the trade every Monday at 3 p.m., Wednesdays at 11 a.m., Thursdays at 4 p.m., and Sundays at 6 a.m. The Right Side of the Trade is sponsored by Online Trading Academy, the most trusted name in professional trader education since 1997.
And now, we return to the Von Wehhunt Show, featuring Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
Thank you for being here tonight on the Von Wehhunt Show. We've got two callers in the queue, Gladiator and Brett the Surfer. We'll get to you guys very soon, I promise you. But folks, constantly attacking Trump for the Gilroy Garlic Festival shooting, the El Paso shooting, and the Dayton, Ohio shooting does nothing for the country. What the Democrat leftists really want, this is their bottom line, this is why they're doing this. What they really want is to never have, mark my words, they never want to have a white, European, heterosexual, Christian presidential candidate run for office ever again in America. We speak truth to power on my show. The militant leftists and the militant Democrats, if you really boil down what they're saying online and on TV, they only want, a brown, black, mestizo, transgender, female, or gay leftist presidential candidate going forward in America. This is their agenda. They want to call out anyone supporting President Trump as a racist and to hurt his chances of reelection. This week, they doxed all Trump donors, and that's part of their overall strategy and agenda. This is their bottom line. This is what it's all about. It's all about election year 2020, but it goes beyond that. They want to intimidate you. They want you to stay home. But again, their ultimate goal here is to never, ever have a guy like President Trump upset their apple cart ever again in America, I guarantee you. Let's get the Gladiator on from his North Valley compound. Gladiator, how's it going tonight, sir?
Good, man. Good. Long time no talk.
Yes. We had the Harry Cooper on the last 3 weeks, but now we're moving forward with some new stuff. So it's good.
Yeah, I love the Harry Cooper stuff. He was awesome.
Fascinating, yeah. Man. Love that guy.
Yeah. So, man, what an interesting few weeks, huh?
Oh, my God. Yes.
You know, it just goes to show you, the stronger the economy gets, the lower the unemployment gets, you're going to have, miraculously, more and more of these one-man shootings pop up to try to offset that news so that the American people don't hear on their TV how good things are, really, economically.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Democrats, you know, nobody ever said they were, you know, completely stupid.
Right.
They know that any incumbent president going for re-election, when the U.S. economy is on upswing after their first 4 years, they get re-elected at 100%.
Right.
It's just that in the past, when these occurred, these second-term re-elections on the Republican side, they didn't have the social media control. They didn't have all the control of all airways. And they didn't have the money that they have to set any incidents up like this.
Very true.
from the 100,000 people that were coming in from Venezuela, Honduras, El Salvador, to the children, that President Trump apparently went there physically and separated these children from their parents at the border, not that the parents threw their kids over the border.
Right.
Now it's, you know, mass shootings are the new, you know, terrorists in America, and they happen to all be white young males.
Yes, and it starts with President Trump. There's been a concerted effort and attack on all white European Christian males since 2016, from if you're 70 years old like Trump down to your 10, 15, 20. I couldn't imagine, Paul, being a young guy coming up today, knowing that the media hates you, your government hates you or parts of it, the commercials are against you, you're getting attacked because, you know, you're a white European guy, you just happen to not be gay, you're Christian, maybe you're pro sports, maybe you're wearing your red MAGA hat. Life must be hell for some of those kids. We had it bad enough, but I can't imagine these young kids coming up today, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we were really the last young white kids in America who grew up in a great country.
Who were given the promise, right, of a great America, exactly.
But everybody was given a promise of a great America.
Everybody was, because, that's right. Everybody.
You know, in my town, the, I want to say 10 or 12 black kids that went to my school were all successful. They were well educated.
Right.
And they built a good life for themselves.
But you weren't penalized because you were white and you were heterosexual and you were for Reagan, let's say.
Yeah, and they weren't penalized because they were black either.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, so, you know, it's one of those things. And I'll tell you, when I grew up, my group of friends who were all 1 and 2 years older than me, a lot of white guys, there was an American Indian, Puerto Rican, and 2 blacks. I mean, we're all tight, tight friends. So, and we didn't think anything of it. You know, we lived in the hometown. We all hung out. We all played sports. We all, not all of us went to college, but, you know, very few of us didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, highly educated, high school and then collegiate, and scholarships almost all around. So, yeah, I mean, it's nowadays, if you're a white, young guy in America going in through high school, I mean, you're swimming upstream.
You are. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. When Reagan was president, they called them Reagan youth. I remember I was one of them. You know, the Reagan youth of high school and college years. And, you know, it kind of started off with that. And then over the years, it's just gotten worse. Paul, thank you so much for calling the show tonight, man. Appreciate
you. You're welcome. Happy birthday, brother.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it, man. Let's get Brett the Surfer on. Close out this segment here. He's surfing off the coast of D.C., I think. Brett, are you there?
Hey, what is going on, Bob?
Hey, man, we're alive and well. We're kicking. It's August.
Great.
It's we're alive and well, you know, and
we are
the lucky ones. I always say that we're the lucky ones.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of heartache in the country tonight. A lot of turmoil. A lot of things going down, and you know, it's out of our control, man. You know.
Yeah, too blessed to be stressed. Right.
That's right. That's right. But hey, our hearts go out to those folks. What are your thoughts about this war on men and these shooters and shootings?
Yeah. I was talking to someone earlier, actually yesterday, and they were saying, you know, it's interesting that we've had 250 shootings, you know, no other country has. And I was thinking to myself, and the fact that you're saying that there were 4 different shooters there, but they nailed this white guy.
Mm-hmm.
Single white guy that seems,
yes,
you know, 21 years old. Why wasn't he taken out? All the other ones are taken out.
Well, there are theories about that of the deep state, MK Ultra. I mean, there's a lot of people that say this guy was, again, a patsy, a lone assassin. Again, I go by what the people on the ground say, the eyewitnesses There's several on YouTube right now, folks. You can just do your own research and say, we saw four gunmen walk in at El Paso Walmart.
It's just like the really Darby shooting in Vegas, you know.
Same thing, exactly.
On the ground. And,
right.
And you know what? It's the deep state that are trying to...
That's what I think.
To me, yeah. I mean, think about it, though, man. I mean, to have that many shootings in this state, if the U.S. goes down, the world goes down, you know?
That's right. It's just so obvious that, come on, these things are not all, you know, homegrown and organic. Maybe the Dayton, Ohio one was. That could have been a copycat weirdo kid.
Yeah.
But I really believe the El Paso thing is a deep state operation because Antifa said a week prior, we're coming down for military maneuvers. How about those apples?
Yeah. Pretty scary stuff, man.
Sketchy and weird timing, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's the same thing over again. You know, if you go back to Aurora, if you go to the Boston bombing, if you look at all of these, they all have something in common.
It's always the lone gunman. And the narrative is the lone white guy with the guns and the body armor.
Exactly.
You know? Let's hope it doesn't happen again. Brett, thank you so much.
Happy birthday, Vaughn, and I'm off surfing.
Awesome, man. Thank you, Brett. Folks, Brett the Surfer and Paul the Gladiator. We shall return after these brief messages.
Starting this weekend, exclusively on KFNX, Faith Friends Live, an hour of tapping into the wisdom and power of God. This week's topic, an introduction to the talking God, 11 a.m. this Saturday and Sunday mornings at 7.
The Von Wehunt Show, conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Would you like to expand your business? I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. KFNX is one of the most cost-effective and powerful ways to get your message out, reach potential customers, and grow your business. Advertise for only $10 per 30-second spot on top shows like Brian Kilmeade and Michael Savage. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463. 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
Join AZ Business and AZRE Magazines on Thursday, August 22nd at the Arizona Biltmore as we proudly honor Arizona's 50 most influential women of 2019. Meet, connect, and celebrate Arizona's most innovative female business leaders, including Senator Martha McSally and top female leaders from APS, Intel, Snell & Wilmer, and Phoenix Children's Hospital. For a full list of honorees, tickets, and details, go to azbigmedia.com. That's azbigmedia.com.
This is Wrench Nation.
Have you talked about the smell of some, I don't want to gross any of the audience out, but any of decaying rodents?
Oh. But listen, fresh fish smell from your vehicle could be a sign of very old antifreeze leaking.
Car talk, car culture, car tips, car music, all that is car. Wrench Nation.
Saturdays at 8 a.m. here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m.
And that is, you know, you're happy when you're young because you're young, dumb, and have no idea where you're going and everything looks like opportunity. You're miserable by midlife because you realize that everything you've done from 20 to 40 has not gotten you to where you thought it would get you. And you see that you have to still work another 20 years of your life. So you've struggled for 20, you see 20 more in front of you, and you don't see those results getting you where you want to be.
Everything you need to know about finance and real estate. For more information, mypassiveincomesystem.com. mypassiveincomesystem.com.
And now, we return to the Von Wehunt Show, featuring Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Welcome what great callers I have had tonight. Now, the Democrats do not want America to be a free and open society any longer. The thin veneer of civilization that we all take for granted is steadily disappearing. And the Democrats and the media are chipping away at it as best they can. The future of America, as the Democrats want it, is for people to be dependent and clamor and demand for more security while you and I get less freedom and liberty. That is their wish. Very strange days in America, indeed.
Strange days have found us.
That's right. Whenever a tragic act of violence makes national headlines, there are too many calls to give up more of our freedoms in exchange for the promise of increased security, which becomes deafening, because eventually we won't have the basic liberties we fought so hard to secure. Think about that. Right. Now, one of the main reasons why we have more mass shootings today, in my opinion, is linked to the lack of general morality and the lack of kindness in our society. Now, according to the World Atlas, the murder capital of the globe is Honduras. But Democrat-run Baltimore edges out the number two spot ahead of Venezuela. How about those apples? Let us also not forget that the El Paso shooter picked a gun-free zone because he knew that his targets would be sitting ducks if it was him or the deep state. The government, folks, cannot shield you from everything bad that can possibly happen to you in life. The problem goes much deeper, I think, than we all care to admit. Now, we have a new sponsor on the Von Wiehant Show, and it's Numero Uno Cologne from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Four men on a search. Each man different, living his own way, searching, discovering Numero Uno, the new thing in colognes for men. In all the world, there are only four basic masculine scents. Here's the best of each. Numero Uno Gold. Numero Uno Green. Numero Uno Red. Numero Uno Silver. Four Numero Uno colognes. All different. All wild. Find yours with a searcher kit. A jigger of each scent. Then get a full-size bottle of the one that makes it for you. Numero Uno.
How about that? Numero uno. Love it. When people ask me about the future trajectory of America and the West, I do not always give them great optimism. I do for now because President Trump is in office. But rather, as I said before many times on this radio show, that once the great nationalist president Donald Trump is gone from the levers of government in Washington, D.C., that I think the deep state power elite will install a president that they can, quote-unquote, do business with. Trump may be allowed to go home to New York to live out his days, But the trajectory of America in that scenario is not good. It's almost as if a foreign hostile power has embedded itself in our government. We have a national debt that is $22.5 trillion. Now, to short-circuit the New World Order, we as Americans, in my view, should cancel the national debt, since the entity which that debt was created was the United States Corporation, which is nestled in the District of Columbia, and which we, the people in flyover country, are not a part. You wonder why things in politics don't go your way sometimes, You wonder why a politician runs on a political agenda, and the minute they get to Washington, D.C., they abandon it and begin acting like a foreign congressman or foreign senator. You can feel it, can't you? People always say that they want the truth and they want disclosure. Well, I say most of you cannot handle the truth. They hit you in the face. The real unadulterated truth is that a lot of our people that get to D.C. know full well, once they get there, they do not have to represent you. You're paid off. They're told that you now work for the District of Columbia. You now work for the United States Corporation. You only have to go back once a year, maybe to your district, shake a few hands, kiss a few babies, and that's about it. But that's why we feel this disconnect with our government. They're up there going to cocktail parties and selling us out, stabbing the real country in the back. President JFK warned us about secret societies inside our government and nation who take secret oaths that are un-American, which subvert and destroy our country from within. They are still there inside our government. Trump, in my view, must ruthlessly rout these people out of the power elite. No dual oaths, no secret oaths, other than the oath to uphold the U.S. Constitution. Those congressmen, those senators, those bureaucrats must be routed out. We also must rift out of government and even the military service those who take secret oaths to foreign powers and principalities and entities who take these oaths against you, the people. They do not adhere to the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and our rule of law. There's many people, in my view, that are in our power structure that have not been purged, have not been drained from the so-called D.C. swamp. That needs to be done on a personal level. Really and truly, they all need to take a new oath to the people and to the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights, because that will disavow their secret oath and trump it. You'll see them running for the hills, not wanting to take that oath. So we have some real serious problems in the country, and I'm hoping that Trump can prevail and do what he needs to do. He's got a full plate. So, there's a lot going on. The war on men in America is real. Don't ever forget that. There are many attacks on America today. In the Me Too era, men are attacked and even called that they are part of toxic masculinity. Masculinity is dismissed in favor of the feminization of males in the United States. That is a very dangerous trend. And even Tucker Carlson on Fox News had a show entitled "Something Ominous is Happening to American Men," all while the Me Too movement has the narrative that women are the only victims and men are always the oppressors. The narrative is that men are privileged and women are oppressed, and so it goes. Folks, thank you for being here tonight. We had Ragnar, the Gladiator, Brett the Surfer. I thank you all for being here tonight. God bless you all. Until next week, another big show is planned. I guarantee it. From my mounted stronghold, I'm signing off. God bless you all. Keep your eyes open and good night.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers.